Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Farmers have just a few things they can control, and that definitely doesn't include the increasingly erratic weather brought on by climate change. But in New England, the increasing summer heat and warming winters could bring an opportunity. It could lengthen the growing season and allow farmers to plant new types of crops. Jill Kaufman explains as part of our series with the New England News Collaborative called Beyond Normal.
Oh, there's a number of crab apples, some well-known ones like Dolgo and Wixen.
In Hadley, Massachusetts, my neighbor, farmer Jonathan Carr, has a few dozen saplings in a sort of tree lab. It's not far from his 39-acre apple orchard up on a mountainside. Carr doesn't grow apples for eating. He grows them to make hard cider, selling about 1,000 cases a year. The heavy rains and humidity of the last few years have hit his orchard hard with a bacterial disease called fire blight. He's had to pull out hundreds of trees.
There's stuff coming at us, and we can see it coming. So what's going to happen? How do we respond?
Carr's response has been to spend a few years cultivating and observing apple tree varieties typically grown in warmer climates, looking for qualities like flavorful fruit and an ability to ward off pests. The old-fashioned limber twig is a variety he's really excited about.
Its branch structure is very open. Its leaf canopy is compact, allows for good air movement within the tree, which will lower humidity and keep disease lower because of that.
And the fruit.
Cell pressure in these late season dense fleshed apples will actually crush insect larvae and not allow them to develop. So that's like a natural pest resistance.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And Carr says basically nobody in New England is growing them because they're from down south.
It ripens pretty late. It's a November apple, so that's unusual for New England. But we're getting to the point where we can, you know, ripen apples later and later here.
I do think that it's one of the things that growers are thinking about. What are the new opportunities that might be opening up as we understand more about the ways in which climate is shifting?
On average, Sonia Schloman says the Northeast has about 10 days more of warmer weather than a few decades ago. Schloman is a small fruit specialist at the organization CISA, which advocates for local food production. The region is seeing and will see more varieties of fruits that 40 years ago weren't grown here.
More southern varieties of peaches that maybe used to grow well in Pennsylvania or Maryland, or varieties of blueberries that are considered more southern. And they might bring with them some characteristics that we really want to take advantage of, either flavor or yield or disease resistance or something that makes them desirable.
Well, these are Macintosh. This is
on top of an orchard in Belchertown, Massachusetts, John Clements, a tree fruit specialist at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, says warmer weather in the Northeast will provide a longer growing season, but that is not what he's thinking about.
Right now, with some of the difficulties we're facing with the changing climate, we have new diseases moving in, we have new insect pests. I have to spend a lot of time just dealing with that and making sure that we can successfully grow what we currently have.
Because as the warmer temperatures have pushed the USDA growing zone north, diseases are also traveling north.
The pests that we're seeing were common down in North Carolina 25, 30 years ago. We're now seeing here more commonly.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Van de Veer here.
In Hadley, cider maker Jonathan Carr says when he started the orchard, he took a gamble. He planted 900 English apple trees that are now failing in this climate.
Yeah, it was a risk, and I think we lost that one. But, you know, there's really no choice but to, you know, keep going forward.
Carr says to keep business going, they'll buy apples from other growers, while over the next few years, they plant, hopefully, more resilient trees. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.